The first reading today, we hear about these two prophets, Prophet Jeremiah, who is a true prophet of God, and the prophet Hananiah, who demonstrated himself not to be a prophet of God. But what is important is to recognize two things that Jeremiah has to say. First of all, he says to Hananiah that the prophets of old prophesied woe and pestilence and famine and so on and war too against all kinds of nations. And then he says, but the prophet who prophesies peace will only be known when his prophecy comes to pass. So what's the distinction? The point is that when God will tell somebody that there are bad things coming, people can repent. People can pray. Things can be mitigated. Things can be pushed off. Just remember what happened, for instance, at Nineveh. Jonah went in and he began to preach. The people actually listened to what he said, and they repented. So the whole town was going to be wiped out, and then it wasn't. And of course, we also know what happened to Jonah. He didn't like that idea very well. He got angry. So instead of God wiping out 120,000 people, rather than rejoicing that they converted, he got angry. Pretty pathetic. But not all that much unlike the rest of us, is it? So we have that aspect of it. So some of the prophets are going to prophesy difficult things that are going to come. But if people will repent, if people pray, and so on, like I said, things can be mitigated or completely removed. That's why Jeremiah makes that distinction. But a prophet that's going to prophesy positive things, that's not going to be mitigated, obviously. And so, therefore, the only way you'll know that that person is real is if what they said comes to pass. So when we look at a little further, Jeremiah then is sent by God to Hananiah, not only to tell him that he wasn't sent by God, but he says, you've raised false confidence in the people, and then talks about the fact he's going to die because you have preached rebellion against the Lord. An interesting point, because what he said is that God is going to break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. And God sends Jeremiah to Hananiah to say, you have preached rebellion against the Lord. So he wasn't out there trying to start any kind of rebellion. He wasn't trying to get the people up in arms and say, let's do this or that. He's just saying, look, here's what's going to happen. And it was false. So he's telling the people that something is coming from God when it wasn't. And it's precisely in that that it is rebellion against the Lord, because he was preaching something in the name of the Lord that was not from the Lord. So we recognize this as being so important because we live in a day where everyone and their brother and sister seems to think that they're hearing or seeing something. And if you tried to keep up with all these things that people are saying that they're hearing from the Lord, you couldn't do it. And if you can speed read, you wouldn't have enough time. Even if you didn't have to sleep, you wouldn't have enough time to read all the stuff that's out there. Most of it is a bunch of hogwash. It's garbage. And we need to recognize that. Now, we have to also make a couple of distinctions. God told us through the prophet Amos that he will never do anything on earth without first telling his servants the prophets. So we have that. We also have what the saints have told us, that because God has revealed everything in Christ, there isn't anything left to reveal. And he said, anyone, this is St. John of the Cross now, saying, anyone who looks for any of these things is sinning, is offending God. Now we look at it and say, no, I just want to know what's going to happen. God has already given us everything. St. John of the Cross said, just look at Jesus. God has nothing more to say. Jesus is the Word. And so everything is contained in Him. Just focus on Him. We don't need to hear anything. We don't need to see anything. We don't need all these extraordinary things. We need the Lord. Even if you know what's coming, is that going to stop it? No. So why get all worried and upset? Why get all worked up about it? Just keep the focus where it belongs. Doesn't take a genius to look at what's going on right now and know there's trouble brewing. It's going to happen. We know that. All of our fear and worry isn't going to stop it from happening. We can pray, and we must. But we need just to focus on doing God's will. We don't need all the information. What good's it going to do you anyway? Or Pope John Paul, even at one point, someone was asking him why the revelation or the message from Fatima hadn't been revealed, because it was supposed to be revealed in 1960, our lady said. And he said, why do you want to know that? He said, because knowledge requires responsibility. And if there's nothing that you can do about it, then why would you need to know? So in other words, once you have this knowledge, you're responsible to do something with it, and it's bigger than we are. It's out of our control. So why worry about it? Just pray. That's the whole key. Just pray. Keep the focus on the Lord Jesus. So if we look at it just like in the gospel, when it's like, oh, this and that and the other thing needs to happen, the Lord's going to say, well, just do something for him for yourself. So these people didn't have food. The disciples want him to send the people away. No, just give them some food yourself. It's like, oh, we only have a few loaves and fishes. The Lord took care of it, fed all those people. The Lord will take care of it if we turn to Him. If we try to take care of it ourselves, it isn't going to work. But the little bit that we have, we can bring that to the Lord. He can multiply whatever. He can do what He wants to do with it. We just need to trust Him. And most of us don't do that very well. So we need to learn to pray. We need to learn to trust. We need to learn that we don't have to have all the information and all the knowledge of what's coming and what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. Because what you can be guaranteed is that when you get all that, it's not going to happen the way that you thought it was anyway. So what good did it do you to spend all that time and effort to try and figure it all out? Just trust. God's got it all under control. He's given this time over to His mom. Our Lady is in control of the whole thing. We have nothing to worry about. As long as you stay with your mom, you've got nothing to worry about. Step out from behind her, look out, you're in trouble. Just stay behind Our Lady and just let her be the mom, and you'll be fine. You don't need to know. Mom's got it all under control. The kids don't need to know all the issues. Every parent knows that. You don't sit your little kids down and say, well, we're having some financial problems right now, and here's what we're thinking about, and you know, what do you think? Should we do this or that? Which payment should we make first? Now, you're not going to burden your little kids with that. Our Lady is a mom. She's not going to burden you with all of the information. She just needs you to do what you're supposed to do. And that's to pray and to be with her. Just trust. She's got everything under control. Yeah, you look around at what's going on in the world, it's out of control. And we're just getting started. It's going to get way out of control. But Our Lady's not out of control, and neither is our Blessed Lord. They've got it all under control. And you can be too, if you just stay with them. So don't worry about it all. Be at peace. Stay with Our Lady. We've got everything. We've got what the prophets have told us. We have the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, the Word that God has spoken, the final Word. Look at the first verse of St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. In the past, God spoke in various ways to the prophets. Now he has spoken through to us through his Son. There is nothing more to reveal. He's given it all. So just look at Jesus. The fullness of truth is there. Everything you need is right there. And with that, we can stay at peace.